What is going on, everyone? I'm Kevin Munoz. Today is Monday, April 15th. Welcome to the Leo Podcast, your go-to for insightful discussions on various educational topics with a focus on issues impacting the Latin American community. First up, Argentina's President Javier Milei and Tesla CEO Elon Musk met for the first time last Friday, solidifying their online friendship as they're both passionate about free markets and often criticize government overreach and progressive values. Then we head over to Mexico. One of the most violent criminal groups, Jalisco New Generation, runs call centers that offer to buy retirees' vacation properties. Then it empties its victims' bank accounts. And for our third and final story, Guatemalan President Bernardo Arevalo has issued a natural disaster declaration as dozens of fires rage in forests and at a major landfill site in Villanueva. Now, before we dive into these compelling stories, a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. But don't worry, if you're not a patron yet, you're in for a treat with this episode packed with great content. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. First up, Argentina's President Javier Milei and Tesla CEO Elon Musk met for the first time last Friday, solidifying their online friendship as they are both passionate about free markets and often criticize government overreach and progressive values. The setting: Tesla's factory in Austin, Texas. They chatted about everything from liberating markets to cutting through bureaucratic red tape. And let's not forget their mutual interest in lithium, the key ingredients in electric vehicle batteries. So why is this important? Well, that would be because Argentina has some serious lithium reserves, and Musk, of course, is all ears. In fact, according to CNBC, Argentina is thought to be on track to match and potentially even surpass neighboring Chile as Latin America's leading lithium producer by 2030. Latin America currently supplies about 35% of the world's lithium, according to the International Energy Agency, with Chile 26% and Argentina 6% leading the way. The region is estimated to hold more than half of the global lithium reserves, mainly located in Argentina, 21%, and Chile, 11%, and of course, Elon Musk is looking to cash in on this by being all buddy-buddy with Argentina's president. As you can imagine, this isn't just a one-off meeting. Nope, these two have been exchanging friendly banter on Musk's X platform for a while now. It's like a bromance built on a shared disdain for government overreach and a love for free market ideals. Milei, a libertarian economist turned president, shook up Argentina's political scene with his unexpected win, and since then, he's been cozying up to a diverse range of figures, from Donald Trump to Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro. And get this, Milei is a total social media junkie. He's spending hours on Musk's platform, soaking in all that techno-libertarian goodness. They're even on the same page when it comes to supporting Israel and pushing back against leftist governments. But it's not all smooth sailing. Milei's trip to the US has raised a few eyebrows from home in Argentina. Some folks are calling it a distraction from his domestic duties, and let's not forget the political drama unfolding in Congress with lawmakers breaking ranks left and right. But despite the chaos, Milei is beaming with excitement in the pics he's sharing on X, and Musk, well, he's already talking about hosting a big event in Argentina to spread the gospel of freedom. For our second story today, we head over to Mexico, where one of the most violent criminal groups, Jalisco New Generation, runs call centers that offer to buy retirees' vacation properties. Then they empty their victims' bank accounts. Picture this, okay? You're a retired, unsuspecting senior who owns a timeshare, and one day your phone rings, and on the other end is a smooth-talking sales rep offering to buy back a timeshare for a hefty sum. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, not when it's actually a cartel scheme in disguise. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel, infamous for its brutality, has set up call centers across Mexico to lure in American and Canadian timeshare owners. Here's how it works. Victims are promised big bucks for their properties, but end up wiring over large sums of money to Mexico for bogus fees and fines. And once that cash is gone, so are the scammers. It's a lucrative operation that's raked in hundreds of millions for the cartel over the years. The timeshare industry appears to be thriving, as reported by the American Resort Development Association, with sales reaching $10.5 billion in 2022, marking a 30% increase from the previous year. Nearly 10 million American households are now timeshare owners, spending an average of approximately $22,000 on their investment, in addition to annual fees averaging around $2,000. Most timeshares are situated in beach resorts. This growth in the industry coincides with a concerning trend: a 79% increase in timeshare fraud complaints received by the FBI over the past 4 years. However, investigating scams originating in Mexico poses challenges, as the FBI requires cooperation from local authorities. Moreover, pursuing civil lawsuits in Mexico necessitates the retention of a licensed Mexican lawyer by American law firms. Over the past 5 years alone, American timeshare owners have reportedly lost $288 million to various scams, including those orchestrated by criminal organizations. The actual figure is likely higher, given the FBI's estimation that approximately 80% of victims do not file complaints. But this isn't just about money, it's about lives at risk. Last year, the bodies of 8 young Mexican workers at one of these call centers were found dumped in a ravine. And it's not just employees who are in danger. Timeshare owners who fall for the scam can end up losing everything, like James and Nikki, who were conned out of nearly $900,000. It's evident that the cartel isn't just sticking to drugs anymore. They've diversified into legal businesses like real estate and even avocados. It's a chilling reminder of their power and reach. At this point, you might be asking yourself, well, what about U.S. law enforcement? Well, as mentioned before, they're basically powerless to stop these scams. With most of the money and operations based in Mexico, there's little they can do beyond issuing warnings. And even when they do manage to shut down a front company, another one pops up in its place. It's a sobering reality check for anyone thinking of investing in a timeshare. The dream of relaxing on a beach could quickly turn into a nightmare of financial ruin. So next time the phone rings with a too good to be true offer, think twice before handing over your hard-earned cash. And for our third and final story of the day, Guatemalan President Bernardo Arévalo has issued a natural disaster declaration as dozens of fires rage in forests and at a major landfill site in Villanueva, just outside Guatemala's capital. Over 200 people received medical attention due to smoke exposure. It's a scene of chaos and devastation as more than 40 forest fires tear through Guatemala's landscapes. President Arévalo announced that a staggering 80% of these fires were ignited by human hands. It's a stark reminder of the impact of human activity on our environment as authorities scramble to pinpoint the sources of these blazes. As a result of these fires, schools have been shut down in 3 municipalities near the landfill site as toxic smoke fills the air, posing a serious health risk to residents. In response to the environmental crisis, President Arévalo has declared a 30-day state of calamity, redirecting funds towards firefighting efforts. It's a race against time as firefighters battle to contain the infernos and protect lives and livelihoods. Let's keep Guatemala in our thoughts and prayers as they face this challenging time, and let's remember the importance of preserving and protecting our planet for future generations. That's all for today on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinoamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voicemail pop-up and just start recording your thoughts or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered, and I might just feature it in the next episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode.
If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.